It's in you, Lord. It's in the Lord. There is more in the Lord. And I know that there is more in the Lord. It's in you, Lord. It is in you, Lord. Tell yourself, the protection is in you, Lord. The favor is in you, Lord. The grace is in you, Lord. The elevation is in you, Lord. It is in him. It is in him. Because it is in him, we move. It is in him, we live. It is in him, we have our being. I prophesy over your life that you are in him. You are in him, and there is something in him, and you are in him, and he is in you, and you are in him, and there is something in him, and you are in the something in him. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I make my declaration by the word of God, by the word of God, I declare, I am established in righteousness. I declare, I am established in him. I declare, I am established in righteousness. I am established in a new covenant. I am established in him. I declare, by the word of God, by the word of God, my family, my destiny, my assignment is established in him. We are established in righteousness. We are established in a new covenant. Say, Lord Jesus, I make a declaration that I'm in you and you are in me. I am established in you. I make a declaration by the word of God, by the word of God. I am established in righteousness. I am established in Christ. I am established in a new covenant. I see angels of God all around. Pastor Della told us to be established, one can mean you are permanently settled. You are permanently settled. You are not just permanently settled. You are stable, secure, and flourishing. You are permanently settled. You are safe. You are secure, and you are flourishing. When I look at you, you are permanently settled. You are safe. You are secure, and you are flourishing, my brother. When I look at you, you are permanently settled in your career, permanently settled in your home, permanently settled in your destiny. You are safe, you are secure, and you are flourishing. I can see that the Lord has permanently settled you. You are safe, you are secure, you are flourishing. I can see you are permanently settled, and you are safe, and you are secure. Where you are settled, you are safe and secure. And not only that, you are also flourishing. Your career is flourishing. Your relationship are flourishing. Your business is flourishing. Say, Heavenly Father, I make my declaration by the word of God. By the word of God, I am established in righteousness. Oppression is far away. I declare, as a man who is established in righteousness, I declare, I am far from oppression. My children, my home, my assignment, my business is far from oppression, because I am established in righteousness. Say, Heavenly Father, I declare that I am established in Christ. 1 Corinthians 1. Oh, glory be to God. Can we start maybe 19 or something? He said that, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Listen, people cannot explain what will happen to you after the 21 days. The wise can't explain it. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? By the time we are ending this fast, people cannot calculate how you entered into that testimony. They cannot calculate how your business, your marriage, your relationship became what it is. Receive it. Receive it. 2 Corinthians 1, 19 again. The same, we are repeating it again. I want to read with you. It says that, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us. Are you among those who have heard about Jesus Christ? So now I am the one holding the mic. So preached by our apostle, Pastor Della, Pastor Stephen, Pastor Kelvin, Lady Reverend, and all the guys here, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. Be paying attention. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Usually you stop here, but it continues. Now he which has established us with you, where have we been established? In Christ. And in Christ, what is in Christ? All the promises of God. In Christ they are what? Yes. Today I'm going to make a declaration. I am established in the promises. Every promise is a yes. Every promise is an amen. I declare by the word of God. Say Heavenly Father, in Christ all the promises of God is yes and amen. I am established in the promises. I see the promises fulfilled in my life, in my health, in my assignment, in my destiny, over my family. You can see the scripture. Now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God. I'm not talking about anointing. I'm talking about establishment. He has established us in Christ, and all the promises in Christ, they are yea and they are amen. This won't make too much sense to you. I'll quote another text. We'll pull it from the Old Testament. Then we'll go to do what I want us to do today. Daniel 6:8. Now read it with me in the King James. One, two, go. Now, O king, pay attention to the word. O king, what? Establish the decree. Sign the writing. That it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which uttered today. The promises of God which are unchanging, you establish them. You are here, O king, to establish the decree. What are you here to do? What are you doing tonight? What are you doing over your business? What are you doing over your relationship? What are you doing over your path? You are establishing the what? The decree. The path of the just, it shall shine brighter and brighter. You are declaring, I establish the decree over my path, over my journey, over my career. I establish it. I am prospering. He said, the righteous, say to the righteous, it is well. You stand and you decree, I establish the decree. It is well. My health is well. My house is well. My career is well. You move on some further. Oh, king, establish the decree that cannot be changed by the word of God. He said, have you seen the righteous? They are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatsoever they do shall prosper. You establish the decree. You declare, Lord, this project is prospering. This assignment is prospering. I establish the decree. What I touch is blessed. Psalm 92:12-15. You can stay with that. Oh, king, establish the decree. Oh, Yache, just establish the decree. Just put your signature on it. We know you love Daniel, but establish the decree. We know that you don't want any evil to come to Daniel, but just establish the decree, O king. I am Okataya, and today it is your turn. Let's read it. The decree that is going ahead of us. The righteous shall flourish. And what shall happen to them? They shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. In the courts of our God, they shall bring forth fruit in old age. This is the decree. When even I'm 70 years, I'll be flourishing. 80 years, I'll be flourishing. The business is 1 year, but it's flourishing. 7 years, flourishing. 10 years, flourishing. This is the decree. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. You see, when you read this thing, sometimes it looks some way. I like when you look at it. You see, he's telling you that as a righteous man, you are not before men, you are before the Lord. And once you are before, it's not the economy, it's not clients, you are before the Lord. God will ensure, he will ensure you are before him, planted in his courts, in his house, before him. Your flourishing cannot be touched by any devil, any man, any system, and it cannot. It's before the Lord. I feel like something will happen to you smoothly, fast, quickly, and speedily. Are you ready to establish the decree? What is the decree? Your water business will flourish. Your oil business will flourish. Your legal business will flourish. Your marriage will flourish. Your relationship will flourish. I am telling you, it shall be fat and flourishing. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I make my declaration as the heir of righteousness. I establish the decree. I will grow, I will flourish, I'll bring forth in old age. Oppression shall be far away. I declare, in famine I shall be fed. Riches and honor shall be in my house. As the righteous, I establish the decree. I declare the blessing is on the head of the righteous. I establish the decree. I declare everything around me is flourishing. It's being made fast. Lift your voice wherever you are. Move around. Prophesy. Establish the decree. Shikalabata retaya. Selababalaba ila tatatatata. Man of God, lift it up. Establish the decree. Oh, Kabataya, Sivala Batanikosaya, Melabala Gadia, Savalaba Inotataya, Atalama Gadia, Afili Magiatos, Pradini Magavaya, Apela Mahina Rabahaya, Asavala Mahina, Rabababa Sata, La declare by the word of God. Ah, I establish the decree. I establish the decree, for we shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. Light shall break forth on us, Lord, tonight, by the word of God, over our houses, over our relationship. Lift up that voice. Come alive. Establish the decree. Sibiatanaya. Sibiantamarasuda. Piriatu sabatata. Telemagadia, Afeli Makataya, Ibele Magadaya, Suvala Mainara, Asafele Matatana, love declare, by the word of God, we hold on to the decree and the promise, and we declare, the righteous shall flourish. The righteous shall flourish. The righteous shall flourish. What are you doing as the righteous? Declare it by the decree. Establish the decree. It must flourish. It will flourish. It must flourish. Is it a home? Is it a business? Is it an assignment? Yotuniatata. Piriatakata. We have had the decree. Ah, Kanabasabata. The righteous shall flourish. They shall flourish like the palm tree. Ayabakataya. Subalaba inatata. Adela bakataya. Ibelika barakataya. Subalabahaya. I establish it over my home, over my marriage, over my children. I am the righteous. I flourish. Yaganabahasura. Adela labahaya. Over the ministry, over the pastorate, over the children, over the businesses. Flourish. Siba Kanea, Tila Baba Shata, Adili Magadaya. What do you do? Declare the decree over it. Establish the decree over your prophets, over your clients, over your children, over your children's school, over your house, over your neighborhood. Aya Gadia, Suvala Baina Matata, Adela Bahaya, Rabba Baba Sata, Adela Bagadia, Agadela Bahaya, Rabba Lala Saba, Ayabala Batia, lift up the voice. Sila Bahaya, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed, beg for bread. Magadaya, I have been young, now I am old. I have never seen the righteous. Lord, we make a decree over our lives, our assignment, our calling, and our family. Never forsaken, never abandoned, never dejected. Lord, we declare, we establish the decree over our lives, our business, our home, our health. Lord, as if I enter, we are flourishing. We are flourishing. Our staff, our work, our products, our clients, our customers. As if I enter, lift up the voice. Oh, King, establish thou the decree. Oh, King, establish thou the decree. After the law of the meats and the persons, which cannot be changed or altered. Oh, King, establish thou the decree. I have a hand akadia, as a vani matata, a nini yadukariata, a birigadia, ragadia gazada. The longer the righteous live, oh, glory be to God, the better they are, the brighter they become. Lord, I the ministry, the families in this commission, we establish the decree of our house, our jobs. I am a kataya. Be bright, flourish, flourish, flourish. Lift it up. Is that all you do? Oh, King. Oh, King. Establish that the decree. Put it in writing. Sign it. Shiva Kanava. By the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be altered or changed. Thank God for the word of God. The word of God is alive. The word of God is unchanging. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is quick. Oh, glory be to God. I decree and I establish the decree over my path in 2024. Hear the word of God. I will flourish. My business flourish. My home flourish. My children flourish. They will be steady, permanently settled, secure, safe, and established and flourishing. Lord, declare by the word of God. Lift up that voice. Something is moving. Establish the decree. Establish the decree. Jesus said, I have received power to lay it down, and I have received power to take it up. No man takes it from me. I lay it down by myself. Lord, decree. We establish the decree. We will not die young and premature. This is the decree. The number of our days we shall fulfill. Lord, we prophesy by the decree. We establish it. We establish it in our bodies. We will be in health. Our soul is prospering. Hey, and we are in health and we are prospering. Lord, we establish the decree. In the name of Jesus, the Lord my light, the Lord my salvation. I have no fear. We establish the decree. In righteousness, thou shalt be established. Oppression shall be far away, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Enlarge, expand, multiply, grow and increase on all sides. Glory be to God. Magadagadagadia, Sivalabadiata, Adelabagadia. We establish the decree. Oh, Sadia, acquaint now thyself to the Almighty. Then shall peace and good come to you. When you are at peace with God, your God shall be like the God of offer. You shall live your days in pleasure and in plenty. Oh, Job, then thou shall decree a thing, and it shall be established, and light shall break forth over you. Lord, here we are. Savadia kataka, ibalagadia. We are flourishing in the courts of our God. We are fat and we are flourishing. Our companies, our ideas, our projects, our plans are prospering. Prophesy it, establish the decree. Have you seen the righteous? He is more excellent than his neighbor. The wicked shall bow at the gates of the righteous. Shagadia Mahagariata Asananos Pralala Bahaya Akini Masabata Adima Kotama Abele Magadaya Asabahada Kariata. Declare it. The gospel preached. Yes, it was not yea and nay. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is yea. For in Christ, all the promises of God, they are yes and amen by us to the glory of God. For he that has established us in Christ with you and has anointed us is God. Lord, here we are. Businesses that are established, relationship established, children that are established, safe, secure, flourishing, permanently settled. I am established in Christ. I am established in righteousness. I am established in the new covenant. Lord, declare. It puts away the first covenant that he may establish the second. Here I am in the second covenant. Establish. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I am permanently settled. I am safe. I am secure and I am flourishing. I am doing well. I am doing well. My business is doing well. My children are doing well. Glory to God. My finance is doing well. My health is well. My home is well. My relationships are well. Thank you, Holy Father. In the name of Jesus. You are permanently settled. You are safe. You are secure. And you are flourishing. I want to give you a decree to take home. It's in Psalm 90, verse 15 to 17. So that you can take it home. We quoted it earlier. Make us glad according to the days wherein we have been afflicted. We know better than this psalmist. It is not God afflicting us. Make us glad according to the days where we have been afflicted. Look at somebody say, you will be compensated for your afflictions. It's part of establishment. Look at somebody say, I don't know your afflictions, but you shall be compensated. Make us glad according to the days wherein we have been afflicted. The years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servant, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Establish thou the work of our hands. Upon us, Lord, yea, the work of our hands. Establish thou it. You can't pray this prayer and your work will go wrong. Not in the next 7 years. Not in the next 21 years. Not in the next 30 years. Your children will inherit your labor. Receive it, eh? You will be made glad. For any affliction and evil day, be made glad. May the work of God be over your work. And may the work of your hand be established. Give us gladness in proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good. Let us, your servants, see your work again. Let our children see your glory. And may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. Yes, make our efforts. I declare over you that as you are going, the decree is established over you. For any former misery, whether 7 years, 10 years, 2 years, 1 year, I declare receive good. Receive good. The Lord's work is on you again. The Lord's work is on you again. The Lord's work is on you again. God has shown you his approval. Go out of this place knowing every effort will be successful. Go in this assurance because you are established in righteousness, established in Christ, and established in the new covenant. In Jesus' mighty name.